the kindness of strangers. Perhaps we are so used to stories of bad news, stories of negative or destructive things, that we lose sight of the good things that happen and the so important positive things in life. As a result, when we do get to hear good news about generosity and benevolence, it's all the more uplifting. One such story occurred in Barcelona, Spain, recently. The story is about a woman who stopped her motorcycle at the traffic lights in a busy street to tie the shoelaces of an elderly woman crossing the street carrying heavy shopping bags. The protagonists of this story, Beatriz and Nuria, finally met a week later, with an embrace that lasted much longer than their first fleeting encounter. They crossed paths for the first time a week before at a busy intersection. Nuria was returning home laden with shopping bags. As Beatriz stopped at the traffic lights, she noticed Nuria crossing the road with her shoelaces untied. She immediately thought of her own mother in such a predicament and called out to Nuria, "Madam, your laces, you'll trip on them." Then she realized that it was impossible for Nuria to tie her laces carrying those heavy bags. So she parked a motorbike on the sidewalk, leaving it running, and without even taking off her helmet, knelt down and tied Nuria's laces. Nuria was fascinated but had no time to react and thank her helper. She couldn't even see the woman's face. Beatriz tied the laces with double knots and then got on her bike and was gone. Nuria stopped on the sidewalk to take it all in, staring down at her perfectly tied laces. "She even straightened the tongue of the shoes," she said to herself. When Nuria got home, she was so moved by the experience that she wrote a letter to the editor of the La Vanguardia newspaper, briefly explaining what had happened, and ending by saying how much she would like to thank the woman who helped her. As chance would have it, this would soon be possible. Nuria's letter was published a few days later. A radio station picked up the story and Nuria's wish, which soon turned into reality. Beatriz just happened to be listening to the radio that day, heard the story, and realized that the announcer was talking about her. As a result of Nuria's request, a meeting was arranged, and Nuria finally got to hug and thank Beatriz. A happy end on all counts, a small gesture of thoughtfulness and generosity to remind us of the important things in life.